everybody. Welcome to another Newsmakers podcast. Today, we sit down and talk with Peter Schwartz of Nate. Actually, I was on the phone with him, so we might have been standing up, but that's not really important. Either way, enjoy the conversation, and I'll see you on the other side. And now we bring in Peter Schwartz, Nate President and CEO. How are we doing today, Peter?
Extremely well. Thank you very much.
Great, great. Thanks for joining us. For the two people out there who might be unfamiliar with Nate, can you explain what the organization does?
Well, Nate, as you know, was founded in 1997 as an independent third-party nonprofit certification body for the HVACR industry and its technicians. Our headquarters are in Arlington, Virginia, and we're the nation's largest nonprofit certification organization for heating, ventilation, air conditioning, and refrigeration practices. Technicians can earn certification in one or more specialty areas depending upon their concentration and focus. For example, several of the most common specialties are heat pump, gas service, and air conditioning. There is also numerous other specialties to choose from, with many technicians certifying in multiple areas.
Okay. You've been on the job for about a year. What did you do before, and how did that prepare you for the position you now have?
I've been a career nonprofit organizational executive for a long time. I've run nonprofit organizations in a number of segments of our industry. Probably the closest tie-in to Nate was this 12 years that I served as CEO of the American Supply Association,
okay,
which is a wholesale distribution organization of plumbing, heating, cooling, and pipe, valve, and fitting distributors. I also ran the National Apartment Association. I served as the CEO of the fourth largest regional home builder association in the country, and also as the CEO of the Construction Financial Management Association.
Okay, so you know a little bit about the HVAC world.
I know that the individuals that are engaged in this industry are some of the finest that I've ever had the privilege of serving in my career.
Absolutely. When you came into the position, what were some of the short and long-term goals for Nate? And then after about a year, where are you on those?
Well, interesting question. Since I came aboard as Nate's new president and CEO, which was last September, an underlying theme seems to have emerged that I have focused on, and that theme is to make Nate easier to do business with. Currently, Nate has embarked on a number of initiatives that tie into that theme, from investigating mechanisms to further standardize and simplify the process of sitting for our examinations, to increasing the use of the web to help candidates manage the process of preparing for, achieving, and maintaining certification. You know, there is not a day that goes by when we don't, as a management team, challenge the status quo and work to develop better and more efficient ways to market Nate certification to our industry. Part of this is to drive interest in sitting for Nate exams electronically, and I'm pleased to note that we're just at about approximately 30% of all examinations administered being taken electronically in the field today.
Okay.
Another part of these efforts is to begin the process of creating Spanish language equivalents for Nate examinations in our CATES, and it's our ambition to execute this initiative in the near term, and in so doing, expand the reach of Nate certification. Also, speaking on behalf of our management team, we want Nate to continue to be more customer-driven. To that end, we are focusing on what I refer to as high-touch, personalized service to all individuals that we serve. Nate has also been working diligently to become more of a safe harbor for its designees and designee candidates. We've accelerated our work to more effectively reach out to HVACR technicians and support them in their continuing professional development. Part of that strategy encompasses expanding the number of vocational schools and training organizations with which we work, increasing our testing center base, and becoming, via a newly designed Nate website, a destination portal for training and testing opportunities on a national platform. My personal ambition is to truly create a home base for Nate certified technicians that they regard as a positive and necessary resource in their ongoing professional development.
Sounds like that keeps you guys busy over there.
We're working hard.
I wanted to ask you, As Nate, I know you have to put a lot of focus on getting the technicians and letting them know how important certification is, but you also have to focus on homeowners and consumers and letting them know that Nate certified technicians exist and the positives of hiring such individuals. That seems like kind of a tough balance in the form of time, budget, and all that kind of stuff. How do you guys walk that line?
Kyle, that's a very good question. In 2011, we launched a consumer campaign to educate homeowners about the importance of selecting contractors who hire NAITS certified technicians. Not only is this important in terms of consumer protection and quality assurance, but it also ultimately improves the business of those contractors who demonstrate their dedication to superior installation and service by hiring NAITS certified technicians. This is our first real entree into the consumer arena, and we are using our limited budget to give us a highly targeted message that the consumer needs to hear. Our plan is to increase our consumer advertising funding each year as we work to gain greater consumer awareness for the NAITS industry program. We also continue to dedicate resources to reinforcing the importance of NAITS certification to the technician. By maintaining NAITS certification, a technician demonstrates his or her ongoing ability to perform at the industry's highest standards to the customer and contractor alike, which increases their professional demand on all fronts. Our mission is to act as a partner for today's experienced HVACR technicians and help them promote their knowledge and skills. Overall, as an industry advocate, NAITS aims to promote the HVACR industry's knowledge and commitment to excellence, which is exemplified by maintaining NAITS certification. By educating the homeowner about NAITS certification, we're elevating the NAITS certified technician. That said, our strategic consumer and technician outreach both go hand in hand.
All right. How many technicians are NAITS certified, and do you guys have a specific number you're kind of hoping to achieve?
Well, obviously, we would love to achieve every technician that's competent to sit for and pass our exams as possible, certainly in the United States, if not abroad. But to give you a thumbnail of where we are right now, and our technician ranks continue to rise, we're well over 30,000 currently certified NAITS technicians in the United States. Since inception in 1997, we have certified over 50,000 technicians. We currently administer in excess of 20,000 NAITS examinations per year, and our goal is to expand that reach exponentially, certainly targeting the United States as a primary country for NAITS certification to continue to grow.
Right. No, that's impressive. What do you tell Homer? What is he getting, he or she getting, when they ask for a NAITS certified tech that they might not otherwise get with another individual?
Well, I think that it's very obvious that NAITS certification has been and currently is regarded as the elite within the industry. So when an educated consumer specifies a NAITS certified technician, that consumer receives the confidence that the technician that is either installing or servicing equipment on site has gone through training, and training has been validated through testing and certification by NAITS of the highest standards.
Okay. And then you guys have a Showcase Your NAITS Sweepstakes program that you're working on. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about that?
Sure. The Showcase Your NAITS Sweepstakes rewards contractors who actively promote their NAITS certified technicians. For example, by including the NAITS logo in their advertisements, on their websites, on their trucks, and in other promotional materials. To participate, contractors are invited to submit descriptions and pictures of the various ways that they use NAITS to build consumer confidence and attract new customers. With each submission, the contractor is entered into a regular drawing for a chance to win $1,000 in free local advertising or items from the NAITS store. Many entrees will also be featured online on our new website, offering the contractor additional exposure and recognition for his or her commitment to quality work. The Showcase Your NAITS entries can be submitted by email to us at sweepstakes@natex.org or by mail to our headquarters office here in Arlington, Virginia.
Okay. Now, you're just getting started with this, or did have you done it for a while, and there's one that maybe sticks out a little bit that that you can share?
Well, we launched it earlier this year for the very first time, and the response has been extremely flattering and pleasing. Some of them are very, very creative, and yes, indeed, there are a couple there that really kind of knocked us off our keel. But all said, I think that people that are in the field participating in this campaign are very, very proud of the way that they've been able to successfully tie NAEP certification into the value quotient of their individual contracting businesses.
Sure. All right, great. Any other programs or exciting news that that NAEP's currently launching?
Well, I think the big buzz in the industry right now is the fact that we are an ANSI 17024 accreditation applicant, and we're cautiously optimistic that we're down to the short strokes on that, and we hope to receive that coveted recognition from ANSI ISO, hopefully in the very, very near future. And we think that's an exceptional honor for NAEP and for our industry. There's only a handful of testing and certification organizations in the country that are ANSI 17024 accredited, and we hope to be joining those ranks very, very shortly. In addition to that, we're also looking to expand our reach through the possibilities of working with a third-party testing or organization that provides testing facilities, so that in areas of the country where we can't necessarily provide a quick or you know, close resource for individuals to sit for NAEP examinations, either for certification or recertification, we'll have facilities with third-party proctors, independent proctors there, to be able to do that. We're going to be focusing some attention on introducing NAEP on a more aggressive basis north of the border and also now south of the border, especially after we begin the process of creating Spanish language equivalents for our core key examinations. We also just finished a job task analysis, and our intention is to take the two core examinations that we currently have, NAEP's specialty exam and NAEP's core exam for installation and NAEP's core exam for service, and consolidate them into one universal core examination. And then the other thing that we're very, very targeted on right now is developing new certifications in the whole house arena. The industry seems to be moving more in that direction, and NAEP needs to respond to the needs of the industry in that regard. So we're currently working on one on a joint venture basis with ACCA and ResNet on energy performance standards, and we hope to continue in that vein.
Sounds great. Sounds like you guys got your plate full over there. We appreciate you taking some time. Contractors and technicians that are listening to this, you want to give the website out if they want to check out and get more information on anything we've talked about?
Yes, it's natex.org.
Okay, sounds great. Really appreciate the time, Peter. You have a good rest of the day.
Thank you. Likewise, Connor. All
right, bye-bye. Hope everyone enjoyed the conversation. Thanks for the download and still keeping the bosses happy. Check us out on iTunes or achrnews.com. Good times, everybody.